The Gemara in Daf Chav and Beis is discussing if a person finds a tell, you have some type of mound of dirt outside the city, do you have to be chayshish and maybe a mace is buried there and there would be a shiloh of tumah? And the Gemara ends up saying that you only have to be chayshish if it's either near the derech Beis HaKvaris, or if it's an ir hasamach Beis HaKvaris. So if it's near the cemetery, or if it's a city near the cemetery, then you have to be chayshish that maybe a mace was buried in that tell. So the Gemara says kasha that if it's an ir hasamach Beis HaKvaris, if it's a city near the Beis HaKvaris, why would it be chayshish that there's a mace buried there? We assume that people just go to the Beis HaKvaris. Why would they bury in the city near the Beis HaKvaris and the derech of the ear, which is near the Beis HaKvaris, l'chayr, they go straight to the Beis HaKvaris? And the Gemara answers that mitaych shanashim kavir sham niflam amukir shchin surasayim, since the derech is that when women have a nafal, they would not bring the nafal to the Beis HaKvaris, but they would bury it outside the Beis HaKvaris in the ear, near the Beis HaKvaris, and also mukir shchin, someone who has some type of disease and their ivarim fall off, or an aver has to be taken off, amputated for medical reasons. So the derech is they would be kaiver, not in the actual Beis HaKvaris, but outside the Beis HaKvaris. So therefore, you have to be chayshish, and maybe this place is a kaver, either for a nafal or a aver of a mukir shchin, and therefore there's a chashash tumah. Now, it's mashal from the Gemara that there is a chiyuv kvura on nefalim. The Gemara says if there's a nefal, they would be covered. They're not in the regular Beis HaKvaris, but they would be covered outside the Beis HaKvaris in the ear hasamach, the Beis HaKvaris. And the problem is that l'char from here is a kasha on the sheet of the Agais Maimoni. The Magen Avraham in Archaim, Tovkuf Chavav, brings down the sheet of the Agais Maimoni that there's no chiyuv kvura ben nefalim. A nefal does not have a chiyuv kvura. Chiyuv kvura is only by a regular person, but a nefal does not have a chiyuv kvur. He's chayil, he holds. There is a chiyuv kvur ben afalim, but l'maisa from our Gemara is l'char muchach that there is a chiyuv kvur ben afalim, and that should be a kasha. And the Haggai's Maimon says that by a nefal there's no chiyuv kvura, so l'char Gemara is tzarchi on the sheet of the Haggai's Maimon. And I was thinking that perhaps we could answer this alpi another kasha on our Gemara. It's also masha from the Gemara that there's a chiyuv kvura on an aver. If an aver falls off or comes off from a chay, aver min a chay, it's mashma that there's a din kvura because muke shchin or kaiver. This is right, Sam. Now the problem is that the Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Pehe, is mashma not like this. The Gemara says in Daf Pehe that the derech is, if someone has an aver that falls off, there would be mashlach l'klavim, they just throw it to the dogs, they were not makba to be kaiver. It's pretty clear over there that there is no chiv kvura on evarim, and yet over here it's mashma that there is a chiv kvura on evarim. So this kasha, the Shvus Yaakov asks in his Chuvus, in Chel Gemei Simon Kavalef, and he says it's not a kasha, because really there is no chiv kvura by evarim. Al tilchus kvura, the regular din kvura you have by a regular person, would not apply to evarim. Why does Gemara over here say that the derech is, the mukir shchin, would be covered? As I say, I'm not me din kvura, but that's because the aver is metame, like Rashi says over here, and they want to make sure the kahanim are not going to become tame, so they would be covered just as a way of hiding it, being matzniya, to take away the tumah from kahanim, but it wasn't a din kvura, but that's al tilchus kvura, and that's why there are kaivers or asayim, and lefi that, once it means by mukir shchin, it doesn't mean a chiv kvur, it just means to avoid tumah. You could say that by nefalim, it's the same thing. This is the derech is that the nashim would be covered in nefalim. It's not midin kvura that there's a chiv kvura. There's no chiv kvura, it's just a din to be matzniya, to make sure to take it out of the way. The kahanim shouldn't become tameh, and as long as you could avoid the kahanim becoming tameh, there's no chiv kvura be'atzim, and that could be how the Haggai's Maimoni would learn pshat in the Gemara. And I just want to end off with a beautiful raya from the Beis Tavit, Chubis Beis Tavit from Zev Wolf Leiter. He brought a beautiful raya, a famous raya, that there is no chiyuv kvura on Ivarim and Ivarim and Achai, and that is from Rashi and Gittin on Daf Chafav and Beis. The Gemara there is talking about if a person wrote a get on his Eved, he wrote the get on the hand of the Eved, so the Mishnah says that if you give the whole Eved to the Isha, that would be a valid get. And it's mashma that you have to give the whole Eved. You can't cut off the hand of the Eved and give that to the Isha, that would not be a good get. And the Gemara says, why not? The Gemara says, Bishmal Yad the Eved, the Gemara on the bottom of Chafaf Manalf going to Chafaf Manbei says you can't cut off the Yad of an Eved and give it to him because you can't cut off the Yad, and therefore you have to give the whole Eved. So why can't you cut off the Yad of the Eved? Zakt Rashi in the top of the Amid, Lefshel Mikzei, the Shaykh B'mitzis, Vein Rashai Lachbal Bay, Yimchavel Bay, Yetzil Acheris, Rashai Varim, Amin Rashai Lachbal Bay. Zakt Rashi, you can't cut off the Yad of the Eved because the Eved is the Shaykh B'mitzis, and there's an Nitzel Chabali, you're not allowed to be Chavel in your Eved and cut off his hand. So, Frecht with Zevulf Leiter and Shubis Beis David, this is in Chelik Alf Simon Tazayin, he says, why does Asher need to come on to this din of in Rashai Lachbobai? It's true, they can't be Chayvul, but even without that, typically, that the Ran says over here that if you have a get, which is Aymi L'Sreifa, then it's not a kosher get because Susi Mechda Shure. Because it's Aymi L'Sreifa, there's no Shir and the get is not a kosher get. And he says it's a mavoy, if something is Aymi L'Kvura, it's also a kavur dami and there's a din of Susi Mechda Shure. So, if it's true that an Aver Menachai needs Kvura, so then this is Aymi L'Kvura, there should be a din of Ksisim Ech Teshurei, and it should be possible for that reason. For that reason, you can't cut off his hand. Why do you need to come on to the reason of Chabala? Why does Rashi need to come on to the reason of Chabala? Because Anyways, if you would cut it off, it would be chayv b'kfura, it would be ksusin machnashure, and it would be pasul. So it's like the base davin from the fact that Rashi has to come on to Chabala, it's mashma that there is no chayv kvura on an aver, you know, chay, you don't have to be kaivrit, there's no din kvura, there would not be din ksusin machnashure, and that's why it has to come on to a new reason of Chabala, they're not allowed to be chayvul be'avdai. So I'll go upon him, lefi that would be mavur from Rashi that there is no chi of kvura on Evarim, and again it would be shura from our sugi that's mashu that there is, but the way we're learning al pidush v'siyakev it wouldn't be a kasha because the Gemara doesn't mean to say there's a chi of kvura ba'etzem mitzad hilchus kvura, just it didn't to be matzniyat that there shouldn't be tumma for the kahanim, and therefore it would not be a kasha from our sugi on the diak of the Beis David from Rashi in Gittin.